On a 2008 mapping expedition in Malapa, South Africa, American paleoanthropologist Lee Berger made a remarkable discovery. The fossilized bones of a human-like woman and a boy, buried in cave sediments. The two, possibly a mother and her son, lived almost 2 million years ago, about the time anthropologists believe the first modern humans were beginning to walk the earth. The new species, one of a family of non-ape human ancestors, known as hominins, is called Australopithecus sediba. Berger says the age of the find is significant.
The most accurate date that probably has ever been produced for an early hominid site in Africa at 1.977 million years, placing Australopithecus sediba squarely in the potential for being the best candidate for the ancestor leading to the emergence of the genus Homo.
The partial skeletons reveal that the hominins had an ape-like sized brain, but human-shaped hips and pelvis. They walked upright on long legs, but also climbed trees with even longer ape-like arms. Report co-author Tracy Kivel with the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig, Germany, notes in her study of the adult female's hand that the fossils display a mix of primitive features and modern traits.
Just like the rest of the skeleton, the sediba hand reveals a surprising mix of features that we wouldn't have predicted could exist in the same hand.
Kivel says the hand, which is the most complete in the hominin record, is very modern-looking, with a long thumb and short, somewhat curved fingers, a sign of precision gripping.
By precision grips, I just mean when we move our thumb to the pad of our thumb towards the pads of our fingers, like when we're holding a pen or using a key.
And since primitive stone tools are evident in the archaeological record more than a half million years before sediba's time, Kivel says it's possible these hominins used their versatile hands to make tools.
And we think that with this long thumb and short fingers in sediba, that it would have been capable of making those finer movements and manipulating objects in a way that is similar to humans and later Homo.
Researchers also used a powerful X-ray scanner to create high-resolution images of the hominin's brain case. Christian Carlson of the University of Witwatersrand says that while the brain is ape-sized, the expanded region behind where the olfactory or smell sensors are located suggests sediba's more advanced thinking ability.
We're dealing with just surface morphology. We can't talk about interconnections of neurons. But what we can say, and maybe that's very little, is that this expansion could be related to the initial development of these sorts of activities. And those are information encoding and retrieval, relational reasoning, and multitasking abilities.
The fossils also include one of the more complete pelvises ever discovered, and a foot with evidence of a human-like arch and well-defined Achilles tendon. The heel and shin bone appear to be more ape-like. With its mosaic of traits, the sediba find has sparked a debate over exactly where it belongs on the human family tree. The consensus, as reported in the journal Science, is that Australopithecus sediba represents a transitional species to the genus Homo, perhaps as an ancestor to Homo erectus, which leads to our own species, Homo sapiens. Although sediba's discovery adds an important new chapter to the human story, much more work remains. Team leader Lee Berger says it will take continued finds of quality fossils to fill the remaining gaps in our evolutionary history. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.